This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House says President Joe Biden was briefed by members of his national security team on the evolving situation in Afghanistan. Biden and his team met Saturday in the White House Situation Room as the United States urged its citizens and others to stay away from Kabul Airport because of a possible threat from an Islamic State group in Afghanistan. The IS affiliate, which has long declared a desire to attack America and U.S. interests abroad, has been active in Afghanistan for several years, carrying out horrific attacks, mostly on the Shiite minority. The group has been repeatedly targeted by U.S. airstrikes in recent years, as well as Taliban attacks. However, officials say fragments of the group are still active in Afghanistan, and the United States is concerned about it reconstituting in a larger way as the country comes under divisive Taliban rule. The Biden administration is considering calling on U.S. commercial airlines to provide planes and crews to assist in transporting Afghan refugees once they are evacuated from their country by military aircraft. The U.S. Transportation Command said in a statement Saturday that the Pentagon has not approved or ordered any activation of commercial airlines as allowed under the Civil Reserve Air Fleet program, which adds to military aircraft capability during a crisis related to national defense. If called upon under the voluntary program, commercial airlines would transport evacuees from way stations outside Afghanistan to another country, or from Virginia's Dulles International Airport to U.S. military bases. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. New York City has been placed in a state of emergency, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Saturday, as storm preparations grew more urgent as the newly upgraded Hurricane Henri closed in on the northeastern United States. The storm's latest track put it on course to collide Sunday with a long stretch of coastline. Hurricane warnings extend from near the old whaling port of New Bedford, Massachusetts, across the luxurious oceanfront estates of New York's Hamptons to the summer getaway of Fire Island. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo declared a state of emergency for parts of the state and urged people to heed the warnings.
We are in the proverbial calm before the storm, and it is misleading as to how serious this situation could be.
New York hasn't had a direct hit from a major hurricane season storm since Superstorm Sandy wreaked havoc in 2012. New England's last hurricane was in 1991 with Bob, which killed 17 people and caused more than $1.5 billion damage. Hurricane Grace battered Mexico with torrential rain and howling winds Saturday, causing power outages, flooding, and downing trees after becoming one of the most powerful storms in years to hit the country's Gulf Coast. Grace was whipping up maximum sustained winds of 201 kilometers per hour, a Category 3 hurricane when it slammed into the coast near the resort of Tecoluta in Veracruz State in the early morning Saturday. At least 8 people were reported killed by the storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said that through Sunday, Grace would dump between 15 and 30 centimeters of rain over swaths of central and eastern Mexico and up to 47 centimeters in some areas. The Hurricane Center said heavy rainfall would likely cause areas of flash and urban flooding. Aid packages were handed out Saturday to displaced families camping at a football field in the Haitian city of Lekai following last week's devastating earthquake. The parcels containing food and sanitary items were distributed to those left homeless in the aftermath of the 7.2 magnitude quake. Video footage showed scuffles among the anxious crowd at the Gabion field to get hold of the packages. The disaster, which hit the southwest of Haiti the hardest, killed nearly 2,200 people, injured more than 12,000, and destroyed or damaged more than 10,000 homes. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.